This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Taylor Quimby, sitting in for Virginia Prescott. Snack foods can satisfy a sweet tooth in an instant, temporarily fill an emotional void in times of distress, and even, as we've established, evoke powerful memories. They can also be a tool for pro-democratic activists. Yes, you heard me correctly, and this is why North Korea recently came down on that quintessential bit of capitalist cuisine, the choco pie. Wait, what's a choco pie?
So a choco pie is a snack cake. It's very popular in South Korea. It's basically two slices of a soft vanilla cake with a layer of marshmallow cream in the middle, and the entire thing is covered in a layer of chocolate.
Have you had one?
I have, yes. I liked them a lot as a kid growing up.
That's Monica Kim, contributing writer to Modern Farmer. Unfortunately for North Koreans who had developed a taste for the chocolatey treat, the choco pie was identified as an official threat to the DPRK and subsequently banned. Which begs the question, what kind of snack treat might be considered a symbol of communism? Regardless, South Korean activists responded the only way any self-respecting capitalist would.
Once the ban went into effect, these activists took 10,000 choco pies, put them in these balloons, and floated them across the border.
It's not easy to stop people from eating a favorite food item, especially when that item is being dropped via balloon by the thousands. But that kind of resistance hasn't stopped other governments from trying to ban food products deemed too capitalist. Bolivia's foreign minister, for example, took aim at Coca-Cola during a bizarre statement in 2012.
So as you probably know, the Mayan calendar officially came to an end at the end of 2012. And before that happened, Bolivia's foreign minister said something about how once the Mayan calendar ends, it's going to be the end of capitalism, the beginning of communitarianism. So in Bolivia, they would stop drinking Coca-Cola, this symbol of capitalism, and that they should start drinking a traditional Bolivian drink instead.
Is it like a Bolivian version of Coca-Cola?
It's called Moco Chinchi. It's a peach soft drink.
For many, battling a globally represented American brand is all but impossible. But that doesn't mean you can't mess with their menu, which is exactly what Russia did to another American icon, McDonald's.
So over the past few months, people have been discussing how Russia-American relations have hit their lowest point since the Cold War. And in late July, a Russian consumer watchdog agency brought this case forward in Moscow that the production and sales of cheeseburger royales, filet of fish, and some other McDonald's menu items should be made illegal. Their pretense was that they had done all these investigations into the health and safety of McDonald's and found that there's a lot of questionable practices going on. And so they wanted to ban McDonald's.
So the McDonald's menu took a hit for alleged health issues. But shortly thereafter, Russian President Vladimir Putin enacted a much larger ban on food imports from the United States and the European Union, leading many to believe that the burger ban had more to do with making a statement than any real beef with the beef. I'm lovely. Don't you love it too? Our final example of anti-capitalist food bans, the targeting of a certain tomato-based topping that rings of freedom and goes so well with fried potatoes.
So back in 2011, France actually enacted their own ban against ketchup, which is one of America's favorite condiments. They all believe that the American influence on the French cuisine, particularly in primary schools, was really harmful to the country's food culture.
It's kind of funny if you think about the fact that, you know, the U.S. has had stances against some foreign foods in the past, but instead of banning them, we tend to rebrand them. So I'm thinking about the early 2000s. We didn't say, we're not going to eat French fries or we're going to get French fries out of schools. We just called them freedom fries.
Definitely. And I think it's partially in that particular case because French fries are so delicious. Who would want to give them up?
Of course, you only have to look at America's biggest city and Mayor Bloomberg's long battle against sugary soft drinks to realize that banning foods, whether it's for health or ideology, is no easy task. Thanks to Monica Kim for sharing her story with us. You can check out her article for Modern Farmer, Four Delicious Foods Banned Because of Capitalism. There is a link at wordofmouthradio.org.